Chapter 9. Moth Pupa by Radovan Kraguli. A thoughtful vice principal suggested that members of the college staff might take time to share their subject with colleagues after work. I was able to take items from the college art collection to enable a small group to study them in detail and discuss them. The bust of Kathleen by Jacob Epstein was one of them. Later, in an exhibition of the college art collection, there was a large etching by the Yugoslavian artist Radovan Kraguli. Moth Pupa was over half a metre high and consisted of a dark, box-like tomb in the centre, in which the moth pupa could be seen with faint suggestions of insect structures forming beneath its skin. The top and one side of the print had a border of black and white bands, and along the bottom and other side the design was organic, with cell-like elements. A colleague from the sharing group I mentioned earlier appeared with her 13-year-old daughter, fresh from school that afternoon. To my surprise, the mother nudged the girl towards me with the words, "Do your art thing with her." So, together we approached the etching moth pupa. "What do you make of that?" I asked cautiously. "What's it called?" asked my new acquaintance. "Moth pupa," I explained. "Do you know what a pupa is?" A shadow of indignation passed across her intelligent face at being asked such an elementary question. "Yes, it's a stage in the metamorphosis of an insect between the larva and the adult." So, a slightly more searching question, I thought. "What then could those black and white patterns and the organic pattern round the edge of the print suggest?" "Well," she began, "the organic pattern could represent the soft, squidgy form of the larva, and the black and white ones could represent the distinct pattern of the adult moth's wings when it emerged." "In fact," she reflected after a pause, "it's a bit like me. I'm no longer a girl, and I'm not yet a woman." I was stunned into silence as I returned her to her mother. What magic is this that allows a 13-year-old girl to share such an intimate insight with a complete stranger?